This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned host of the program, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are out there helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers bringing the mail, yep, the mail, and the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and getting it done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, on Donald Trump's website, the social website called Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captains, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us this hour, as well as last hour, and he'll be around for a little while longer tonight, is our pal, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, from the great state of California. So let's go out there and see what's going on.
Right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
You know, I got the thing wrong. I should have said California, right?
Oh, because of Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah.
Welcome to California.
Welcome to California.
All right, let's say the pledge and get going. We got a caller, and we're going to take him right away. So let's go. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we do emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. You know, I almost felt like saying something that I heard a long time ago at some game or something. When the person got done saying the pledge, they added, they added three words. You know what they were?
What was that?
So help me God. How do you like that?
Interesting.
Yeah, I just happened to think of that. All right, well, hold on to your socks because you got a good friend of the show going to chime in here. It's none other than Iron Mike, our pal. Not from very far away here in the Tampa Bay area. So, Iron Mike, what's up?
Well, yesterday on public television, which leans left, they had the former governor of New Jersey who's running for president or running for Trump credits. That's what he's running for. He claims that the Trump's son-in-law got $2 billion from the Saudis 3.5 years ago. I'm going to tell you something. If that was true, the Democrats would have we would have heard about that night and day for the last 3.5 years. Yep. The other thing is, they also showed during that interview where supposedly some of the documents that Trump had were in a room, a spare room with a toilet, and the documents were all over the floor. Now I'm gonna if that was done, it was done by the FBI.
You're right.
Because they trashed that place and they left everything, including Melania's wardrobe, all over the floor. And they got a little bit nosy with it. And that's enough said. Anyway, with Biden now, so the Saudis are showing gross mistrust of us.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, James Craig, the former black police chief of Detroit, and for my money, because I've been close to him, I mean, you know, to his actions, he was the best police chief in the United States.
He
never mentioned politics until he ran for governor, and they had a deal. The Democrats made a rule that if you had 100 signatures on the petition to get him to run, if one was wrong, then the whole 100 would eliminated, and all you had to do was go to those shopping centers where these private companies were getting these signatures, and say your name is Louis Dombrowski, and on Oak Street, and it was wrong, and then they'd eliminate all the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
That was so, and they took him out of the election. He would have beat that governor. He mm-hmm. would have beat her hands over. And he would have had the respect of people in Detroit. Anyway, the other one was John James, who I supported financially with a few bucks. It was a lot of money to me.
Mm-hmm.
And had he won the Senate, which it was stolen from him, and he had 100,000 votes ahead.
All right, well, you're going to run out of time, my friend, so I'll have to say
see you
tomorrow.
The thing is, that cost us $2 billion, or $2 trillion in debt because we lost the Senate.
All right, thank you very much, Iron Mark, and I'll see you tomorrow for lunch.
Very good.
All right, that's Iron Mark there, Kyle, and he's a really good guy, and we appreciate him.
Yes, very much so. Glad to hear from Iron Mike.
By the way, didn't you meet him?
I sure did meet him, absolutely.
Okay, that was part of the captain's army. All right, my friend, hold the thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. We still got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Oh, wait a minute, where did I hear that before? Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
That would have been the voice of the official limousine driver for the Captain's America Third Watch, Jeff in Sarasota. Alrighty. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell before. Mike Lindell is a real deal, folks. Anybody that goes out there and sells products for 80% below their list value and still smiles all the way to the bank and goes, hey, all I'm doing is giving you a break. And that's true. All he's doing is giving you a break on pillows, towels, sheets, slippers, pajamas, mattresses, beds, six-piece towel sets, you name it. But here's the deal, okay? Here's the deal. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And then look for all the different specials. You're going to save a boatload of money. And I'm being serious here. Since the time when you don't want to throw your money away, you want to buy things that you need to have and save some money doing it. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Telephone number if you want to talk to a real live person, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And once more, the number, 800-641-5459. All right, let me bring Kyle Warren in first. Kyle Warren, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
We have a caller on the line. We're going to go and take the caller, so hang on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Welcome back, and good morning to West Coast Kyle.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. America's CNN had a panel on Friday morning speaking 100% about Trump. Now, a male said, what are we celebrating? The federal judge that will hear Trump's case in Miami is a conservative woman named Judge Eileen Cannon, appointed by President Trump back in 2020. Now, unless taken off the case, she is expected to hear arguments. Folks, how many Republican presidential candidates stood up and defended Trump? Chris Christie is the, personal hire, is in that step with President Trump. He hired the lawyer, Christopher Wray, by the FBI. Now, what I'm saying is that Chris Christie stepped to President Trump and gave him the okay to hire Christopher Wray when Trump came in office. Isn't that something to learn about? Now, President Trump hired people like Ricky Lake, Tudor Dixon, Larry Elder. Those are the type of people you need to hire. Ron DeSantis should head up the FBI. And Vivek Ramaswamy or Larry Elder should lead the U.S. attorney. All top-level personnel should be removed at all levels where they pose a great threat to our democracy. Thank you, Captain. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. That was Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Kyle, any comment?
Well, certainly the idea of shaking up is, I'm sure, exactly what people would want to see happen.
Speaking of shaking up, was there not a $1 trillion omnibus bill that was passed to fix the bridges and the roads and, I don't know, maybe some railroad tracks and whatnot? Did we not do that a few years back?
I seem to recall.
Was it maybe last year?
Well, it was an enormous spending bill, you know, purportedly for infrastructure. And, of course, now we're wondering sort of, you know, if that had anything to do with strengthening the freeways, the overpasses, and so forth, especially with this terrible tragedy that happened on I-95.
That's only part of the problem. We've had several major building collapses, apartment houses and whatnot. The latest was an explosion caused by a gasoline tanker truck that went out of control, apparently getting off an exit ramp on I-95 to go down onto the surface streets of Philadelphia. But I'll put it to you this way. I'm not going to blame the engineers. I'm not going to blame the people that have these projects lined up, because for anyone that doesn't know how it works when you want to build something, especially a road or a building, you have to have a plan in place. You have to show that to a different group of committees and whatnot. Sometimes it takes months, maybe even a year or two, to get it approved. Where do you suppose that money went? I got an idea. Do you?
Where do you think?
The general fund of some of these cities to try to scrape them out of the holes they were in. That's what I'm thinking.
Very possible. When you talk about building collapses, of course, there was the horrific building collapse in Florida in recent times. And you know, Captain, that reverberated throughout the industry, especially when it comes to homeowners associations, insurance companies now routinely wanting to see and make sure if there are any major improvements. When's the last inspection that happened, for example, especially if you're going to be, in some cases, we've seen escrows having those kinds of questions attached to them. When was the last major inspection done? Who did it? What was found? And so insurance companies are very, very concerned that they could see similar things happen. Not to say where the building you're in is at risk, but it's the idea that you have these boards of directors that are supposed to be spending the funds. You know, they collect their fees for the HOA, but they've got to make sure they're spending those things in order to make sure that the integrity of the structure is maintained, whatever that may be.
There's something that you forgot about when you mentioned the building down there in Florida on the beach, on the island, rather. What caused that to go down?
Well, as I understand, there was some undermining that went on, but it was called
a sinkhole.
Yeah. But there are also some major structural issues in the building, we understand that.
Because it had been going on for years. It wasn't just one thing, but the sinkhole got it all started. Now, we've got a major sinkhole again in the middle of, I think it's Pasco County, that's taken out a section of road and property up there, and right in the middle of a housing development. So here we go again.
Well, certainly that's a very, very crucial problem that can happen. And sometimes these things can open up. You don't know where they're going to be next. But again, it goes into the geology of it all and so forth. But make no mistake, all across the country, insurance companies are very concerned about high rises or other structures. That's right.
Well, you know where it's going to happen if you just take a look at the rainfall. Because one of the things that brings it on is a lack of rainfall.
True. That's one of the factors, yes.
Yeah, and we didn't have a significant amount of rain for, I don't know, what, 2 months? Something like that down here?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all it took.
Well, right. So, again, very, very crucial stuff, and that's you always have to be monitoring this kind of thing. And when you see the signs, right, see, this is another issue, I'm sure, that have to do with the various lawsuits and so forth. When you see the signs, you have to take some kind of action.
But my problem is this all should have been allotted for. There should have been people doing monitoring this, that, and the other, spending some money, fixing the things that needed to be fixed. And basically not much got done because they diverted the funds, which is only something a chief executive can do for another project that they thought was more prioritized, which might not have had anything to do with what the money was being given out for.
Well, right, but then you can also then say that, look, we had an infrastructure bill. And you can say, well, look, these Republicans, they don't care about infrastructure. I got the infrastructure bill done, and so forth. It's all a political sort of show that's being done when it comes to that.
Yep. It is, and people need to understand that. And remember, you voted for these people.
Well, right, right. And again, I think when you have the voters that are seeing now the signs, let's say, of the deterioration of our economy, of our society, of our country, of our security, of all these different aspects of real people's lives they have to deal with every single day of the week, I think they're going to want to make a change. However, that being said, Captain, the Democrats and the news media and all that, they will absolutely rally, and they'll rally onto a particular subject, for example, abortion, this kind of stuff, just like we saw in the midterms, and they'll try to pull it out of the hat on that.
Well, we're going to take a break. It's coming right up on us here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some interesting polling numbers over the weekend. Along with George Soros, and he made a stirring comment over the weekend, too, something we thought we weren't going to hear, but we did. So, Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with more here with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and yours truly, as we stroll along the overnight radio airwaves here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to get our good friend Kathy Curtis to chime in right here. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. A suspect is said to be in custody after a shooting in Maryland on Sunday that left at least one person dead. It happened at a home in the capital city of Annapolis. Initial reports indicated that as many as seven people were shot, but police have confirmed four victims so far. An investigation is ongoing. Former President Trump is planning to travel to Florida on Monday ahead of Tuesday's scheduled arraignment. That's according to multiple reports. Trump is expected to spend the night at the Trump National Doral Miami Golf Resort. A portion of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia will remain closed after a tanker truck fire caused a collapse on Sunday morning. Officials say the truck was carrying a petroleum-based product that caught fire and caused a partial collapse of the highway above it. Governor Josh Shapiro says it will take several months to repair the highway. He issued a disaster declaration. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You bet they are. And by the way, those people are my lifesaver because they identified the problem that I have or had, and it's now under control, thank God. But it led to the other problem I had, which was the buildup of the fluid in my lungs that got to my heart that darn near took me out. So there you go. But anyway, everything's in under control right now, thank God, because of Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Look them up. Check them out. See what they have to say. If you've got problems and you need a podiatrist for your legs or your ankles or your feet, they're the people, and they can help you. There you go. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Okay. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, as promised, there have been a number of, well, I won't call them people changing, you know, jumping ship, but they're not quite as sold on Joe Biden as what they were. You want to hear this?
Sure.
First of all, his approval rating has dropped considerably. Why he was even near 48 or 49% was beyond me. Now, after everything in the last few weeks that's happened, he's down to 43%. What do you think about that so far?
Well, I'm not surprised. It's interesting, Captain, that that he's not even further down than that at this point, because people see what's actually happening. It's very difficult for them to simply turn away and say, no, it's not really real.
Now, he needs to pay attention to what his own Democratic voters are saying, because in a poll from Democrats to Democrats by Democrats, although some Democrats have denounced President Joe Biden's challengers for his party's 2024 nomination as fringe candidates, the majority of those polled want Biden to debate Robert F. Kennedy and Marianne Williamson.
And they will never let him do that if there's anything the Biden handlers have to say about it.
You're right.
That would just be suicide for them. Why do that? I can't imagine how Joe Biden would come off in a debate right now. That's why their whole strategy, Captain, is to make Biden look like the president and act like the president and do president stuff at the White House. And they think that that's almost the equivalent of staying in the basement.
Would I be overstating the obvious that he's an embarrassment to this great country of ours?
Well, I think that he certainly, his faculties are declining. There's no doubt about that.
He has faculties?
Well, but taking away, you know, just if you take away the political party affiliation, if you take away the policies or the all the stuff like that, any president, anybody would be saying, wait a minute, this isn't our best foot forward in dealing with the rest of the world. But because he's Joe Biden at this point, because of the state of affairs, they're trying to keep him on as long as possible. But it's just very obvious. And again, you strip away the politics of it, you're left with a person who is declining.
Well, as House Republicans threaten contempt of Congress charges against the FBI's director, Christopher Wray, a majority of voters suspect the FBI officials tried to cover up the scandal involving President Joe Biden and his family. What do you think?
Well, I think it's getting more and more apparent that you have bad actors. That show that, wait a minute, the institutions that are supposed to be independent, that are supposed to be, remember, justice is supposed to be blind. But unfortunately, Captain, we see that justice, at least under the Democrat Party elite control, only looks at the Republican, only looks at anybody. We can better define it by saying anybody who disagrees with their agenda, that's who they'd look at, as opposed to looking at the obvious things about Hillary Clinton, for example.
Right. Now, another information that's here. Most Republican voters like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, but when it comes to who should get the GOP's 2024 nomination, they still prefer former President Trump by a 38-point margin. It's gone up 10% since last week.
And that's a big deal, right? That's a big deal in anybody's political playbook. But I will submit this, though, because of what's happening with Trump, I hate to say he's got nowhere else to go but down at this point, given the severity of all this. In other words, that's a real possibility. One of the other things, Captain, that voters don't like is inevitability, because it takes out, they feel, their whole role in the selection process. So, stay tuned, because things could get pretty roller coaster. For lack of a better term, roller coastery.
Well, to use the expression, voters remain concerned about inflation is the understatement of the year, and the plurality believe that the recently passed deal to raise the federal debt limit is going to make the problem worse.
plurality of GOP or?
Plurality of people that participated in this poll.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, well, that remains to be seen, though, too, because I think most Americans, generally speaking, want the needle to move. They want something to happen, we'll see. We also, the other things go into the mix here, too, because we're looking to see if the Fed's going to pause on their interest rates, for example, and the interest rate hikes. All this is going to go into the perception of how things go, we'll just have to see.
Now, perhaps boosted by the higher gasoline costs, and that's the understatement of the year, 30-plus cents per gallon last year, right? Last week, right?
As far as I know, yes.
Americans now are saying they're cutting short their vacation or they're not going as far, or maybe they might even camp in the backyard.
You're right, the staycation, as it were. And people, I think they're doing that instinctively, right? Nobody on the news necessarily is telling them to do that, but they're feeling it.
I will.
Because they're looking. Yeah, well, of course, yeah, but they're feeling it. And it's organic because they go to the gas station, they go to the grocery store, they're paying higher prices for just about everything. They're not going out mm-hmm. to eat as much. They're not going to buy these high ticket items. They're going to conserve on their cash for a time mm-hmm. because they don't know where the other shoe's going to drop.
Okay, got about a minute. I want to get this out there as a final story for this segment. George Soros, the Soros family patriarch, previously boasted that he would never cede control of his companies while he was still alive. But now he suddenly backtracks, saying that his more political son will take over the $25 billion in holdings that he maintains.
Well, that's right. Soros is 92 years old. He has a net worth of about $6.7 billion. And you're right. He says he's turning it over to his son, who's named Alex, by the way, and that he is more political from what we understand. And we understand that now the U.S. elections can expect a lot more Alex Soros in, intervention as we go into the elections next year.
Yeah, because he's very political.
That's what we're hearing, and of course, he's already built. George Soros has already built this infrastructure, as it will, about how to get involved in these different elections. So this is going to be really, really tough, but it can be done. It can be fun.
Yes, it can. Well, I'm going to put you on hold. We're getting ready to take a break, folks. Come back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And we're going to try to give you the latest on Philadelphia, because Philadelphia today is a place that, unless you've got to go there, you want to avoid it like the Black Plague, because they've got a huge problem on I-95 in the northeastern quadrant of Philadelphia. North, south, east, west, doesn't matter. You're going to get caught up in it if you're in that part of Philly. So I would avoid Philly if I didn't have to be there. All right, folks. Be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
Take it away, Kyle. It's your turn to sing. Who was
all right.
Who were those ass men?
That's Bad Company, right?
Yeah, Can't Get Enough of Your Love. And that was one of the best songs they ever did, I'll tell you that. I still love it today just as much as I did when I first heard it. And it's a great little tune to play, especially if you want to wake up at night and start beating on the desk or whatever you want to do. And no, I turned the mic off to do that because I know somebody likes to tipple on the desk here, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, here we go. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall are impacting the high plains into the southeast. Kyle's going to tell you what's going on west of the Mississippi River. So, Kyle, it's your turn.
All right, Captain. Well, last hour we were monitoring a lot of rain, especially in Colorado. We'll tell you about that here. And also we want to let you know that on I-70, this is out near Glenwood Springs. This is west of Denver, of course, on your way towards the border with Utah. They definitely have rain coming across the road, Glenwood Springs. And then also, since last hour, the rain around Colorado Springs on I-25 south of Denver, that seems to have dissipated a little bit. It's moved off to the northeast and also to a little bit to the southwest, hopefully clearing out your drive on I-25. But still be careful heading out I-70 out of Denver, heading east out of Denver towards Kansas. You're going to have rain with you probably for most of your journey all the way over to Kansas. So be careful. But heading up I-76 out of Denver, if you're heading up towards Fort Morgan on your way to Nebraska, looks like you're just going to have that rain, Fort Morgan, and a little bit on from there on your journey to Nebraska. So be careful out there anyway. Also, right now, south east of Salt Lake City, looks like we got some rain and a little bit of snow happening up there in the higher elevation. So be careful there. And then also out near Reno, Nevada, we continue to see that aerial flood watch where you could have some excessive rainfall, possible flash flooding in the Reno area, across the border over into California up towards Susanville, down towards Bishop on Highway 395. So be careful out there.
Okay, folks, right now, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, it's a beautiful night. It's partly cloudy, 80 degrees, and just going to be another one of those barn burner type days down here in Florida. The beach will be the place to be for sure. Now, I'm going to start with Philadelphia, and I'm going to try to say this slowly and carefully so nobody gets confused. For all you guys and gals that are delivering meat or produce and you're coming into the Philadelphia Food Center, otherwise known as the market, if you get on I-95 and try to come up, say, north of the Maryland line, Delaware line, you're probably going to be in a huge traffic jam to get there, to get off, to get in. You're probably going to be in a huge traffic jam to come across the Walt Whitman Bridge from Jersey off 295 or off the Turnpike. But it might be a little better to come that way and miss the I-95 traffic and just go straight across, jump off the bridge exit, and boom, you're down into the market. That also includes the people coming from the west, coming in on the Schuylkill Expressway. So no matter what you do around Philly today, it's going to be a mess. Now, the best solution is if you don't have to go near Philly, don't. Don't. Get out on the Jersey Turnpike, make your trip up to New York or wherever you're going. Get out, go around Philly to go up into Massachusetts or upstate New York. Just stay out of Philly. That's my advice, based on what I already know is going on. Now, let's go over to the upper part of Wisconsin. We've got a little bit of a frost up there tonight. Same thing in the upper peninsula of Michigan. Got some coastal flooding on the west side of Michigan. That would be the east side of Lake Michigan, west side of the Michigan state proper. Comes down around and goes up to Chicago, around through Gary. You've got a extended area of heat. 100-degree temperatures coming across the northern part of Louisiana, over into the central part of Mississippi. Then when you get into Alabama, there are some storm warnings down up 65, almost all the way to Montgomery. Not quite, though. And we got a little bit of activity along the Carolinas tonight. Might have a shower or two over there. Other than that, it's a very quiet night. Kyle, tell us about the Truckers Highway and Byway Report and who brings it to us.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the My Rewards Plus app, and also find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy. Pilotflyingj.com.
All right, let's go to the phone line. I think we got Denise on the line. Good morning, caller. Is this Denise?
It is. Good morning.
Wait a minute. Okay, tone down your mic a little bit because you came blowing in the doorway here. There you go.
Oh,
that's a little better.
Sorry.
Okay, well, no, you don't need to be sorry. You didn't know. Okay, so Kyle, we got Denise with us. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning, Denise Simon. Of course, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, Denise, one of the things that we found, one of the comments that we found about the Trump indictment, this from Tom Fitton, I think, from the Judicial Watch, he's saying that the indictment's not going to hold up to scrutiny. What do you think?
Well, there's certainly an awful lot of debate on this one. It's pretty fascinating to hear what former Attorney General Barr has to say on it, and then Alan Dershowitz has to say on it, and then former Trump lawyers have to say. I mean, it's all over the place. So I can't form any kind of conclusion here on this thing. There's something in the legal realm called mens rea, and I would suggest to your listeners to look it up. It seems to me that this indictment is built completely around mens rea, which means intent or attitude or emotion. Now, if anybody gets a chance and did not see Mark Levin last night, and I haven't watched him in a while, but I would watch what Mark Levin, in fact, I'd watch the entire show, because at the end he has Senator Marco Rubio. But it is fascinating to hear his take on this indictment. So it's kind of a legal learning experience, and I'm not sure what you learn, but you're going to learn more than you thought you could possibly learn. Where it takes you, I don't know. But it'll tell you where the legal mess is on both sides of this.
All right, hold that thought. Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more right after the top of the hour news. Your stations get a chance to identify themselves. This is the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere. I'll be back.
It's a great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.